One of the major Yantav themes applicable to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well is the mitzvah daraisa of Simcha. The Torah tells us, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'sugim sachem adav kuftes, what exactly is the mitzvah of Simcha, how is it fulfilled? The Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira that b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, ein simcha ela b'basar. And what exactly do we mean by basar? A reference to this past Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, it means your older regel, your bifnei Hashem, achilas kodshim, that is the mitzvah of simcha. If that really is the case, then what about bizman hazeh? That's where Rabbi Beviseira says, bizman hazeh, ein simcha elo b'yayin, yayin yisamach levav enosh. We don't have bisar ha-karbanos, but shar mine smachos. Clearly, bizman shebeis samikdash kayam, samachte bechagecha, achilas kodshim, ali leregel. That, of course, is a din daraisa. But what about that fallback position? Bizman hazeh, where unfortunately we have to rely on other forms of simcha, is that a din daraisa? Is that a din darabanan? You look in the Rambam, Perik Vav, Hilchos Yontif, clear from the Rambam, that indeed is a din daraisa. Shar minei smachos, ideally, of course, bizman shebeis samikdash kayam is fulfilled al yedei achilas kodshim. However, even bizman hazeh, the mitzvah of simcha is a din daraisa. That's mufurish in the Ran Masechah Sukkah, Daf Chaf Aleph and Daf Yarif, where the Ran writes kodshim. That is a mitzvah min amuvchar, but one fulfills the mitzvah daraisa of simcha bizman hazeh, even with shar minei smachos, as well. Tosus disagrees. Tosus Moikatan Daf Yudal Mabez mentions the possibility that no, that simcha in its pristine form, ali leregel, bifnei Hashem, b'sar kodshim, that is the mitzvah daraisa. Shar minei smachos, that is only considered to be a din, drabanan. So as the Rambam writes, yes, mi daraisa, Tosus moed katan yedalet, only a din, drabanan. With that in mind, Tosus writes the following. When you look in that sugya, moed katan daf yedalet, the Gemara describes, rachmana litzlan, that a person loses a relative during the window of Yantif, what exactly do you do? Simcha and Avelos cannot coexist. It's necessary for one to be Dolche the other. Which indeed do we assume? So the Gemara tells us the following, that you know what? Simcha is a mitzvah de Rabbim. Avelos is a mitzvah de Yachid. And that's where the Gemara tells us that Asi mitzvah de Rabbim, Vedochi mitzvah de Yachid. And therefore, yes, the Simcha and even if the kfura is done on Yantif, Beitz Davav, or on Palamoed, the Avedus is going to kick in at the conclusion of Yantif itself. The difference between Avedus and Simcha, the Gemara says Rabim versus Yachid. The Gemara doesn't mention any difference that, oh, one is Daraisa, one is Drabanan. The difference the Gemara mentions is Rabim versus Yachid. Why is it that the Gemara doesn't suggest daraisa derabanan? One could think of three different possibilities, all of which are found in the Rishonim. One possibility is as follows. You know why the Gemara doesn't highlight a difference between daraisa derabanan? Because both of these are daraisa. Both of these are daraisa. And therefore, the only difference between simcha and avelos is rabim versus yachim. Both are daraisa. Maybe one could argue the opposite. Both are only derabanan. Both are only Drabanan. So that's why the Gemara does not invoke anything about one is more chamur, one is not. Daraisa Drabanan, they're both equal, they're both dinim Drabanan. And maybe one could even suggest a third chiddush, and that's the following. You know why the Gemara doesn't mention any difference between Daraisa versus Drabanan? Because that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. A mitzvah Drabim can take priority over a mitzvah Diyachid, even if the mitzvah Drabim is Drabanan, and the mitzvah d'yachid is daraisa. Mitzvah d'rabim, shani. That is the koveya. Daraisa d'rabanan, maybe that is wholly, wholly irrelevant. And that's why the Gemara says that it's not a relevant diyun. What exactly is daraisa? What is d'rabanan? Oh, so the Rambam shita. Both are daraisa. Both are daraisa. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, simcha is a din daraisa. Not only simcha b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, but simcha b'zman hazeh is a din daraisa. What about Avelos? Avelos, the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Avelchas Avel, Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph. The Rambam writes that Avelos is Daraisa. Avelos is Daraisa. Avelus is not always Daraisa. The Rambam Shita is Avelus Daraisa, Yom Rishon. And furthermore, that's only if it's Misu Ukfura Ba'oso Hayom. But if you have such a case, Misu Ukfura Ba'oso Hayom, Avelus is Daraisa. So you know what? Rachman al-Islam. A person loses a relative during Yantif, and the Kfura is on that day, a person has two contradictory Chiyuvim, cannot coexist. The mitzvah of Simcha Daraisa, the mitzvah of Avelus Daraisa. And that's what the Gemara says, that Asi Mitzvah Darabim, of Simcha, V'dachi Mitzvah Diyachim. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Tosus suggested that Simcha Bezmana says only Adin Darabanan. Only Adin Darabanan. Is it so obvious that Simcha can override then cases of Avelus? You know what the Shita of the Balei Tosus is? That Avelus is only Darabanan. It's true that, you know what, there's a concept of aninus, which is a din daraisa, that's true, Parsha Shmini, but avelus, that is only a din drabanan. And if I'm asking you, on the one hand I have simcha, on the other hand I have avelus, we're dealing with two chiyuvei drabanan, avelus, even Yom Rishon, and simcha bizman hazeh, oh, so therefore, mitzvah derabim of drabanan, simcha, that will take preference over the mitzvah drabanan of Avelus. Is there any nafkamina? They both agreed to the Gemara, no? That Simcha takes preference over Avelus. You'll tell me in Lamdus, two dinim daraisa, two dinim drabanan. Is there any nafkamina? If you take a look in the Rosh Moed Katan, Gimel, the Rosh quotes the Halachos Gadolos, that maybe there's a very, very significant difference. Let's assume, for example, that this would be on the last day of Yontif, on Yontif Sheni Shogolios. The last day of Yontif. After all, that's Sigin Beis and Davav, you know, that even Al Yidei Yisrael. So you know what? In that particular case, that what then are the tzadim? You have Avelus and you have Simcha. The Shita of the Halachas Gadolos is Avelus is Daraisa. That's the Shita of the Gaonim, like the Shita of the Rambam. Avelus is Daraisa. So in such an instance, the Misa, the Kfura, on the last day of Yontif, Avelus is Daraisa. What about Simcha? Simcha and Yantiv Shinyu Shagalios on the last day of Yantiv, that's only Adin Drabanan. That's only Adin Drabanan. All of a sudden now, on that last day of Yantiv, you have Simcha Drabanan, and according to the Gaonim, according to the Rambam, according to the Bahag, you have Avelus, which is Daraisa. Oh, so you know what the Bahag writes? In that case, what do you mean? Simcha will say priority over Avelus? Absolutely not. But med Ram Amurim, Simcha and Avelus, when you have Simcha Daraisa, that's on Yantif itself. When you're talking about Yantif Sheni Shogalios, the whole day of Yantif is only a din, Drabana. So incredible, the Shita of Halachos Gadolos, that in such a case, the last day of Yantif, Avelus is Docha Simcha. The reason the Gemara does not say that is Gemara is talking about Simcha and Yantif, which is a din Daraisa. According to Tosus, that would not be, because according to Tosus, Avelus is only a din Drabana. And even the mitzvah of Simcha Drabanan on the last day of Yantif is enough to override the Chiyuv Yavelus. But if you're going to argue it's because of Daraisa, Bemed Ramamurim, on Yantif proper, but Yantif Shini Shogolios, that indeed would not be the case. So that was the stunning psak of Halachos Gadolos. That even though the Gemara says generally yes, that Simcha takes preference over Avelus, that would not be true on the last day of Yantif. That would not be true on Yantif Shini Shogolios. That's the psak of Machaber, like the Bahag. And the Ramah, like the Balei HaTosus, disagrees and argues that's not true. The Balei HaTosus, after all that, we're talking about Avelus Drabanan. And therefore the mitzvah of Simcha Drabanan on the last day of Yantif, that's enough to override the chiyuv of Avelus Drabanan Diachid. So that's a stunning machlokes. Obviously, they're both agreeing Yantif proper. That's a Gemara, my cutting off Yadalid, but they would disagree when it comes to the case of Yantif Sheni Shogolios. However, the Tosus and Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, Tosus says, wait. The Gemara tells us a story, no? Rabbi Eliezer comes to Shul and no Matzah Be'asar. There wasn't dominion. They were almost there, but there was a short one. Ooh, there was an Eved, no? And Eved's not to be counted as your minion, no? But you know, if I'll be Meshachre, that Eved, you know what? That all of a sudden now, Kedushas Yisrael, and he can be counted. So Shichrer Abdul Hashlim Olasara, Rabbi Eliezer did so. He was Meshachar the Ever for the purpose of having this minyan. Wow, having this minyan. The Gemara says, is it so simple that that indeed can be done? After all, you can meshachar an eved. Hey, isn't that a machlokas? Be meshachar an eved. You know, the pasuk says when it comes to eved kanani, la'olam bahem ta'avodu. La'olam bahem ta'avodu. What exactly is the meaning of that pasuk, la'olam ta'avodu? Oh, machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the very beginning of Masechet Sota, no? Is that a mitzvah or is that a rishus? A mitzvah or a rishus? Rabbi Kiva maintains it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. La'olam em tavodu. It's an iser esse, to meshachar an eved. And Rabbi Yishmael says, really, that's not how to read the pasuk. You know what? An eved ivri is yotzi lacharshesh. But you're allowed to maintain an eved kanani longer. Not that you must, but you may. La'olam em tavodu is considered to be a rishus, incredible. There's sota daf gimel. The Gemara quotes three different dinim daraisa. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, those are mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only considered to be a rishus. Wow. The kinyas ishto. We're going to learn a very great length. No, the parsha of sota, the sugya daf yud aleph. No. Is that a chiyuv or is it only a rishus? Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. The very beginning of parsha semar. You know, a kohen is metami lekrovim. We're going to spend a lot of time on that as well. No? The Ramban writes in Torah Sadam that maybe that's an analogy to Yibum. Oh. When the Torah tells us that, you know what? A kohen is matam the krovim. He must or he may. A chiyuv, a kohen is absolutely obligated to do so? Or to argue, no, a kohen can't be matam in the mace. When it comes to krovim, he's allowed to. It's not considered to be a chiyuv, but it's only a rishus. It's incredible. No, in a couple of lines, three dinim daraisa. According to Rabbi Akiva, these are mitzvahs daraisa. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that really is not true at all. That's not true at all. Wow. Only considered to be a rishus. Tosus is bothered. Uthus is the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos in Shoresh Rishon. Rabbi Simloi, Makas Chav Gimel, Taryag Mitzvos Nemo Shemisina. Taryag Mitzvos Nemo Shemisina. The Ramban raises a very fundamental suffix. Does everyone agree to that? Or was that the opinion of Rabbi Simloi? That was his day. But you know what? Who says other Tanaim Arayim are bound by Taryag Mitzvos? And the Ramban raises a corollary. Now, how did Rabbi Simloi know that Taryag Mitzvos are Moshe Mitzvah? How did he get there? No? You know, one possibility is a priori. You know, meaning, you know, that's Hilchasa. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu received Taryag Mitzvos at Sinai. Okay. You know what? We have a lot of work to do. We have to kind of figure out what they are. But that's the given. That's the given, the chatchila. You know what? Another possibility is the Ramban writes, Rabbi Simai did all his work, Kol HaTorah Kula, and he added up all the mitzvahs. And you know what? After the fact, there were 613. And Rabbi Simai declared, Tarik mitzvahs, Namosh Misina. Was that the starting point, or was that like a finish line? If it's Hilchasa, that was the starting point. Why are they related? Because if it's Hilchasa, you'll be surprised, and I disagree. If this was the sheet of Rabbi Simai after going through every sugya, you know what? I can argue that I learned the sugya differently, and a Tana and a Mora can say that I indeed disagree, because in that context, both the Ramban, Shoresh Rishon, Tosfos, Sota Daf Gimel are bothered. Right off the bat, you have three dinim daraisa that Rabbi Akiva says are mitzvos, and Rabbi Shmuel says they're not mitzvos. So how does that affect like Taryag Mitzvos, Nemosh Misinai? That's a pretty fascinating deal. Tosus writes, well, there must be three other mitzvos that Rabbi Yishmael has that Rabbi Akiva doesn't, because at the end of the day, everything has to level itself out. That's a fascinating issue. What is the Olam en Tavodu? Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, and Tosus, the Ramban, like, how does that affect an instance of Taryag Mitzvos, Nemosh Misinai? I once pointed out to Chiddush that when you look in the Rambam and say from Mitzvah Sreish Lamed Hey, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, that Lo Men Tavodu is a Chiyuv. You're not looking for Shachar and Eved. And what happens according to Rabbi Yishmael? Oh, you can't have that mitzvah. You can't have that mitzvah. That means there's a one-off between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Not really. You know, it's a Chiddush according to the Rambam. The Rambam doubles up Reish Lamed Hey. You know what the mitzvah Reish Lamed Hey is? La'olam bem tavodu, with the exception of Yitzia Barosh Eivarim. That's the Raman, Reish Lamed Hey. Wow. An Eved doesn't go free, with the exception of Brosh Evarim, then you know what? You have to free the Eved. That's a Din Daraisa. You know what the Chiddush is? The Rambam doubles up in Reish Lamed Hey. Lamed Tavon Yitzim Brosh Evarim. You know what that means? You know what that means? That everyone, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Shmuel, has mitzvah Reish Lamed Hey. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are two elements to it. There are two elements. One is an Isser D'Rashachar the Eved, and the other is Yitzim Brosh Evarim. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's only one element, and that's Yitzhiya Barosh Evarim. He agrees that's a mitzvah, that's not a machlokes at all. So everybody has Reish Lamed Hey. Everybody has Reish Lamed Hey. Wow. It's just a question of whether it has two pratim or one prat. In other words, there's enough kaminim, meaning a mitzvah. Okay, that would be nice, but does that really work for the others? You know, the answer is Lo Yitama, Lo Yitama. The Rambam Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah daraisa. Why is it a chiyuv daraisa? Why is it a chiyuv daraisa? For a coin to metam in the mace. You know what the Rambam writes? Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, because Avelus is daraisa. Avelus is daraisa. That's stunning, no? The Rambam doubles up Avelus. Avelus is daraisa, and therefore a coin has to metam in the mace. The Rambam doubles up Lamed Zayin. You know what that means? Even if you don't like Rabbi Yishma, Lo Yitama is only considered to be a Rishus, but you still have Avelos Daraisa. Now, the Rambam doubles up that case as well. There's no nafka minyan in many. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sota writes, Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Chiyuv of the Baal, the Kinyas Ishta, the Rambam writes, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. You know, you see in all three of these cases? No, you heard it here. There's no machlokis in Sefer HaMitzvos between the Rambam and, according to the Rambam, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. No? Tosis is kasha, the Rabban's kasha. There's no machlokis at all in that regard. But the Rambam paskins, you're not allowed to mishachar neved. You're not allowed to mishachar neved. No? That's a din daraisa. That's a lava b'chal essay, an isser essay, lament avodu. So how could Rabbi Eliezer go ahead and do so? How could he do so? He needed his minion, I understand. But it's an isser daraisa. You know what the Gemara answers? Mitzvah shani. Mitzvah shani. He was being mashachar his eved for the purpose of a mitzvah. Mitzvah shani. You know, that sugya is found twice in Shas. Brachos mem zayin, gittin lamed ches. The reason I mention that is because there's a difference. In gittin lamed ches, that's where the sugya ends. Mitzvah shani. You look in the sugya in Brachos mem zayin, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani, isn't that a classic example of a mitzvah bab yaver? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Isn't that a classic example of a mitzvah bab yaver? A person who violates an avera, he steals a lulav in order to fulfill a mitzvah. You know what the Gemara answers? No. Mitzvah derabim shani. Mitzvah derabim shani. Wow, that's the Gemara brachas mem zayin. Mitzvah derabim. The mitzvah derabim of tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur, that is doche the isra of the olam bem tavod. Wow, that's the Gemara. So you know what Tosus writes? Brachas ben Zayin, Mikan Koshel Halachos Gedolos. That's against the Bahag that I just mentioned. No? Wait. It's Nisa Darais in Meshachar Neved. And the Tefillah B'Tzibur is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Tefillah B'Tzibur is only a Din D'Rabbanan. But yet the Gemara says the Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Mitzvah D'Rabim. And a mitzvah derabim derabanan can take preference over a mitzvah diyakim. Wow. Satosa says, Mikan kash, alachos gedolos. Even if you assume avelos is daraisa, anyantishini shogaleo simcha is only derabanan, but it's a mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah derabim. And you see from that story of Rabbi Eliezer that a mitzvah derabim derabanan can override a mitzvah diyakim daraisa. That was possibility three. Why didn't the Gemara mention any difference in Daraisa Derabim? You know what the answer is? That's irrelevant. Because a mitzvah Derabim can overtake a mitzvah Diyachid, even if the mitzvah Derabim is Derabana, and the mitzvah Diyachid is a Din Daraisa. Oh, Satosus writes, incredible. Mikan Kosh, Lalochus Gadolos. How can the Bahag say that there's a Velus when it comes to the last day of Yontif, because Simcha is only Derabanan? But it's a mitzvah derabim. And a mitzvah derabim derabanan can take preference over a mitzvah diyachin, which is daraisa. Wow. That's something which is stunning. So how do you understand the halachos gedolos? That's against the Gemara, it also says. How can that be? If you take a look at the Ran on that sugya, in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, the Ran on Daf Chaf and Daf Erich, the Ran writes, when the Gemara says, mitzvah, mitzvah shani, it doesn't mean what Tosas says it means. You know how Tosas understands the Gemara mitzvah shani? Oh, this is very relevant for our coming sugyas and yivamas. You know what? You have an iser, you have a chiyuv. Oh, so when do we say there's an override? When do we say there's an override? You know what the Ran writes? The Ran writes, that's not the meaning of the Gemara. We're dealing with an iser of the Olam Emet Avodu. You're not allowed to be Meshachrer. You're not allowed to be Meshachrer Nebe. The Gemara says Mitzvah Shani. You know Pashup Shani the Gemara? Litzorech Mitzvah. The Mitzvah overrides the Isser. Oh, so can a Mitzvah Drabanan override the Isser? The Ran writes, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran compares the Olam Emet Avodu to Lo Sichane. Lo Sichane. You know what? One is not allowed to give a guy a matnas chinam, a matnas chinam. Let's assume you're not giving him this as a matnas chinam, as a matnas chinam. You're not doing it b'chinam. You're doing it because of self-interest. You know what? That I want to go ahead and to give this item to the guy, you know what? In order that he will now, he will in the future, others to provide a service that's appropriate. So therefore, you know, you'll tip him, you'll reward him. That's called a matnas chinam, a matnas chinam. Lo sichanim is only a matnas chinam. You know what the Ran writes based on Rabban studying Chiddush? There's an iser l'shachar ha'eved. Let me add one word. Osir l'shachar ha'eved. B'chinam, b'chinam. That's lomba metavodu. But if you're doing so because of, let's say, self-interest, self-interest, you're doing so the tzorech mitzvah. So again, getting that ben aleph. Or mishach for the chatzir of chatzir ben chorin, because you know what? He can't marry anyone. So pruvu or sheves demands that he's free. That's called b'chinam. The Torah says that this chatzir of chatzir ben chorin should get married. Lo nivraom elashem peri v'rivya. That's not called b'chinam. So that's not included in the isra being mishach or leve. That's what the Ran writes in the Sigin Gittin. And Aflam El Ches. It's not an override at all. The Isser is L'shachar Ha'eved B'chinam. But if you're doing it for self-interest, you're doing it L'tzorech Mitzvah, there is no Isser whatsoever. Wow. So you can't really prove from that Gemara that a Mitzvah Drabanan can override an Isser D'Araisa. Not really. This really is not an override. The example of doing so L'tzorech Mitzvah is just an indicator that you're not doing so B'chinam, B'chinam, and as such, there is no Isser. There is no Isser. Wow, wow. That's the Chiddush. That's Pashut Pshat Halachas Gedolos. No? Tosa says, I'll bring you an explicit raya that a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a mitzvah d'rabim can override that which is only the yachid. You know what the Ran says? That's not an override at all. That's not an override. There is no Isser of la'olam behem tavodu if one is doing so the tzorach mitzvah. But if you really have a case where there's a mitzvah and there's an isser, there's no way that a mitzvah d'rabbanan can override an isser d'araisa. For example, that if you have avelas d'araisa, simcha d'rabbanan cannot override. And that example of Rabbi Eliezer, no, is not really a model. Not really a model. That is a more limited halacha, but a great chiddush, that there's indeed no such isser. Whoa, that's a Ran. Where's that Ran? Only so you can get in the Lamed Ches. You know what I would tell you? Bedavka. It's in the Sugin Gittin Daf Lamed Ches. Because when the Gemara says, how is Rabbi Eliezer allowed to do that? You know what the answer is? Mitzvah Shani. Mitzvah Shani. End of Sugin. You know what the Magen Avraham points out? The Magen Avraham. Ooh. Seven Sada. The Magen Avraham points out the following. But that's against the Gemara Brachos. Because the Gemara Brachos isn't satisfied with Mitzvah Shani. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Babi Avera. Mitzvah Babi Avera. And that's what the Gemara answers, Mitzvah Derabim Shani. Mitzvah Derabim Shani. Well, that's the kasha in one line of the Magen Avraham. How does this Ran, the Bahag, fit in with the Gemara Brachos? The Gemara says, isn't it a Mitzvah Babi Avera? You know what the answer is? No, it's not a Mitzvah Babi Avera. It's not an Avera. If you're not being Meshachar the Eved Bechinam, there is no Isser. What do you have to come on to the answer of a Mitzvah Derabim Shani? That's the kasha of Magen Avram. That's the kasha of Shagasari in Tur Yevin Chagiga Daf Beis. That how does this beer of the Ran fit in with the Gemara in Brachos? It's beautiful in the Gemara in Gittin because the Gemara ends there. If you're doing so litzarech mitzvah, there's no iser. But then the Gemara says, isn't that a mitzvah of Avera? The answer is, there's no Avera. There's no Avera. This is only the Shachar Eved, the Shachar Eved Bechinam. Wow. In the back of the Tur Yevin, there's the Pirusha of the Imre Baruch, Baruch Frankel. And he writes the following. He writes the following. No. That's not necessarily against the Chiddush of the Ran. The Ran would argue as follows. You know what? If a person is doing so with Sorach Mitzvah, a person is doing so because the Torah says, under these circumstances, you should fulfill the mitzvah, then there is no Isser of Lomem et Avodah. That's not called Bechinam. That's not Bechinam. But he just backsteps slightly and says the following. But how do you know that that's what the mitzvah demands? How do you know that that's true? I'm doing so with Tzarech Mitzvah. Imagine, Rachman Lassan, a person is driving to Shul on Shabbos. I say, how are you doing so? He says, I'm doing so with Tzarech Mitzvah. You know what you're going to tell that person? The mitzvah of your going to your synagogue does not override Chilul Shabbos Daraisa, no? That's clear. What do you mean, Tzarech Mitzvah? Who says that's a mitzvah? Who says that's even relevant whatsoever? That's the shock of a Tari of the Gemara. I agree. If it really is a mitzvah, meaning, this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is what the Torah says you should do, there is no Yisrael Lament Avodah. But how do you know? How do you know? Step back. How do you know that that's appropriate? How indeed do you know that that's appropriate? Maybe one would argue that's not true. That's not true. For such a mitzvah, the Torah says, you don't override. How do you know that's considered to be Tzarech Mitzvah? Maybe that is called Chinam. Oh, you know what the answer is? No. We have a cloud. We have a cloud that mitzvah derabim shani. And eno chinami. Once you have the cloud of a mitzvah derabim shani, it means the Torah recognizes that this category of mitzvah would override, and therefore there's no isra of lo memet avodah. That's part of the diyun. That's part of the shakavataria of the Gemara. You're right. If indeed the Torah would say this is what's appropriate, there is no isra. So the Torah tells us it's appropriate to meshachar neved for the mitzvah pruravu. Why? The mishnah is so dramatic. No? Gittin daf mem aleph. Lo nivra olam el hashem piriyah v'riviyah shenem lo sovrei sovrei yitzara. Whoa, if that's why the world was created, that's the good cheshbon, no? That this is appropriate, and therefore there's no Yisrael Lament Avodah. Here we're dealing with Tefillah B'Tzibur. How do you know that the mitzvah ranks to the extent that we should say that, you know what, under these circumstances, that is not called Bechinam? You know what the answer is? That's what the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shani. And since it's a mitzvah derabim, you know what? The calculation is correct, and therefore, there is no Isser. There is no Isser whatsoever. That's the Shita of the Ran, the Shita of the Bahag. Wow, that's fascinating. Against Tosus, the Tosus writes it's an override, and Tosus writes that this is a cloud, b'cholot harakula, that a mitzvah derabim, can go ahead and take preference over a mitzvah diyachid. We're going to be learning at great length, no? The sugyas of Esei Dochalos Esei. Of Esei Dochalos Esei. You know, there is a requirement of Esei Dochalos Esei. That's a sugya based on Avches. And that is Be'idna. The moment you go ahead and you violate the law, you're fulfilling a mitzvah Esei. It has to be simultaneous. There has to be what we call simultaneity. No? The moment you're violating the law, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. We do not allow you to go ahead and divide it in Nisr now for a mitzvah later. You know what I would call that? That I would call mitzvah b'aveira. But, if it's be'idna, and the Gemara gives a couple of examples, no? Yeah, we're going to have to spend a lot of time on the details of those examples. Ukilayim in tzitzis. The moment that you're violating an Nisr of Shaddis, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of tzitzis. We'll have to see, is that so precisely true? The second that, is that really the case? We'll see a Tosus, Yibamas Tavsari Waves. Okay, but be'idna, be'idna. Brismila, you remove a neged saras, which is b'makamila. The moment that you're violating the iser, what do you mean? That's part of the maisa hamila. The Gemara calls that be'idna, be'idna. One of the clear requirements of Esed Ochalosa saying is that the moment you're violating what, you're fulfilling an essay. We'll see if I'm Esed Ochalosa when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, the moment that you're violating a lav, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of Yibum. Be'idna, be'idna. You know what's not so simple? There seem to be some cases in the Gemara where A is Docha B, even though it's not be'idna. Even though it's not be'idna. The Gemara has an example of Psachim Daf Nuntes, right, the following. It's Erev Pesach. Everyone is involving themselves in offering the Korban Pesach. And this person shows up to the Mikdash Hashem, and you know what? He's Mechusar Kippurim. He's Mechusar Kippurim. Which would mean that we have to allow him to bring that Korban in order to allow him to partake of the Korban Pesach. So let him bring that Korban. No, there's a problem. There's a problem. No? This is already after the Korban Tumah, it's Shoven Avayim. The Korban Pesach, that's not a problem. Pesach is la'achar, Tumah Shoven Avayim. But that's not true when it comes to other Korbanos. When it comes to other Korbanos, what do you mean? V'hikter l'chel v'hashlamim, Allah hashlem kar Korbanos kula. You know what that's called? That's called the Essay d'hashlama. You're not allowed to go in to offer another Korban after the Korban Shel Ben Arbayim. So imagine the dilemma. This guy shows up in the Beis HaMikdash wanting to go ahead and partake of Korban Pesach, but that means the Kohen has to go ahead and accept that other Korban, but it's too late in the day to do so. Failing to allow him to bring that Korban means he can't partake of Korban Pesach. Allowing him to offer that Korban is a violation of the Esed HaShlamah. So you know what the Gemara says? And after Nuntes Amar Aleph, Meseches Psachim, the Kohen should accept that Korban. The Kohen should accept that Korban. Wow. How does that work? How does that work? That's an Isser essay. That's an Isser essay. Oh. So that's unclear. But Tosus assumes. Psachim Nuntes. What do you mean? Essay Docholos essay. Essay Docholos essay. The essay allowing him to partake of Korban Pesach is going to be docha the losas. There is no losas, eh? Of iser essay. Oh, that's an important chiddush of Tosfos. That just like you apply the principle of essay docha losas, eh? A kiyum essay can be docha an iser essay. What do you mean? We always assume an essay docha essay? Yeah, one kiyum essay can't push aside another kiyum essay. But if you're dealing with a kiyum essay and an iser essay, a kiyum essay is not as chamor as a lot. And if we're going to learn that essay docha losas, eh? So a kiyum essay can be docha an iser essay. Oh, so the kiyum essay is going to be docha the iser essay of hashlama. Wow. But that sounds against everything. Now, essay docha losas requires bi'idna. The moment you violate the law of your makayim, the essay. When you have the essay, the hashlama, there's a kiyum essay of Korban Pesach. In iser now, to facilitate a subsequent kiyum. Oh, so Tosfos cites Rabbi Eliezer. Shichr avdo, ishtim alasara. He violated an iser now to fulfill a mitzvah later. Sometimes you can even have dechi without bidna. That's the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, that's the story of Psachim and Daf Nuntes. Yeah, but Esed Ochalosa say always requires bidna. How can that possibly be? You know what the answer is? There are exceptions. There are times where we'll say the essay can be doche, a lav, or an iser, even if it's not bidna, as long as it is a mitzvah derabim or a mitzvah rabba. If you can demonstrate, that this is a unique category of mitzvah, then we'll allow for the Esed Ochalosa say, even though it's not bidna. Oh, and Tosus, that was exactly the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer is going ahead and freeing an eved for tefillah b'tzibur. That's called a mitzvah b'avera. Stealing to fulfill the mitzvah lulav? You know what the answer is? Mitzvah derabim. There's certain mitzvos where there's dechia, even though it's not bidna. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Wow, against the Ran de Bahag, that says, let's not understand that case. But the Chiddush is not only that there is the possibility of dechia, but the Chiddush of Kornetosis is the dechia applies in the case where there's a time gap. It's not bidna. Because Esei Dochelosis in the classic form always requires bidna da kamek alav kumuki lel esei. The moment you violate the law, there has to be a kiyum esei. Otherwise, you isolate the law and you're done. No, in Issa without a kiyum. In Issa without a kiyum, how can that possibly be? The answer is there's sometimes that we assume that that's not true. Wow, that's pretty stunning, that Tosus. No, Psachim Daf Nun Tes, that Rabbi Yezer Mir Shachar and Eved is a form of Dechiyah, which is not Bidna, but you're allowed to do it for Mitzvah Darabim. The Kohen accepting the Karban and the Chusa Kippurim is the Dechiyah, which is not Bidna, but we're going to allow it because it's a Mitzvah Rabbah of Karban Pesach. And sometimes we allow Dechi, even though it's not considered to be Bidna. That's pretty stunning. Stunning, no? Okay, so is that Muchach? It's a Gemara. So Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Dalet understands all those sugyas differently. All those sugyas differently. And this Lechora could be very relevant even for Yibum as well. The Kohen accepting that carbon. Rabbi Yezer Mir Shachar and Eved. That's the sugi of an Esed Ocholos HaSei. How can that be? It's not Bidna. It's not Bidna. That's not Esed Ocholos HaSei. Esed Ocholos HaSei is the moment that here there's a clear, clear gap. So it's true, the Gemara says, yes, it works, but it cannot work based on an Esed Ocholos HaSei. Esed Ocholos HaSei, by essence, by definition, means Bidna, Bidna, the source. Kilayim and Tzitzis, and you're going to extend it even Shlo Bidna. It must be that it's allowed even without Esei Dochelos HaSei. Because Esei Dochelos HaSei requires Bidna, and here you don't have Bidna. That indicates clearly that there is another reason. What's the other reason? So you know what this Tosus is? This Tosus is in Shabbos Daf Dalet. What's that sugya? Shabbos Daf Dalet is not a sugya of Esei Dochelos HaSei. Shabbos Daf Dalet Malaf is a very, very different sugya. Chatei bishvil shiyiska chavercha. That's a very different sugya. You know what that sugya is? You're right. This is something that, under normal circumstances, I would never do, because there's an element of avera. But you know what? Sometimes an avera could be justified. Sometimes an avera can be justified. Asugi Nazir, Chav Gimel, the Gemara has an incredible phrase, Gadol Aveira Lishma. There's such a thing as an Aveira Lishma. Such a thing as Aveira Lishma. Sometimes a person can do something which, typically speaking, I wouldn't say you're allowed to do in any shape or form, but you know what? Sometimes the Tzora can be so compelling. Without Esei Dochelos HaSei, that there's an override. Wow. Tosus explains, the tiny stuff, Yud Aleph. Tosus says something that sounds very unusual. You know, a person has a very frightening, scary, tragic dream on Lel Shabbos, on Lel Shabbos. Maybe under certain conditions, you know what he'll be told to do? Fast on Shabbos. Matanis Chalom, fast on Shabbos. Okay? You tell me I have to do that? Okay, I'll be Musa Nefesh, I'll fast on Shabbos. All of a sudden, I call the person, I'm on Say Shabbos, and I tell him, you know what? You have to fast again because you were Mevatel the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. That's a Gemara, no? They said, Tanis the Tanase. You fasted on Shabbos, you have to fast another day because you did so. Etosis says, wow, that sounds a little bit unusual, no? This is what you should do under these conditions, and now tshuva, kapara, you have to make amends for doing the right thing. You know what Tosus writes? Tanasid Aleph. Rablozah kapara. becoming a Nazir has an element of chet. That's why a Nazir at the end of his Naziris brings a Karban Chatas. Why? Because under normal conditions, no, Tzirat Minayayin. You should not do so. Tosas is bothered. What do you mean? Why in Parshas Naso the juxtaposition of Sota and Nazir? You know why? Haroa Sota de Kupudo, Yazirat Minayayin. You know, if you're living in an era of promiscuity, Sota, it's appropriate to set up these gedarim. It's appropriate to do so. Yazirat Minayayin. And yet you have to bring a Karban Chatas because you did so. No? That's Tosas. Why should you need ritsui or kapara for doing that which is appropriate? That which is appropriate? So Tosas writes something which is stunning. Sometimes you can have an esed ochalosase. In the world of esed ochalosase, we'll have to discuss at length, hutra, duchuya, regardless, Rabbeinu Tam, hutra, but regardless. You have to do tshuva for. A person is wearing a linen garment and he's told, the halacha demands that tcheles be made out of wool. Since such a case of an essay d'ochalosase, there isn't an element of chet involved in affixing the wool tcheles to a linen garment. There's no element of chet when the kohen gadol wears big day kuna, even though it's shatnez. But what about these cases? Here where I'm saying that, you know what? You're in a very bidyevit situation. A person had a tanis chalam. He has to fit. Any way you turn, there's an element of aveira. You have to, so to speak, like opt for, to use our slang, no? The lesser of two evils in the sense that here, irin dafkuf. Sometimes you're in a situation where any way you turn, there's a problem. You know what? The dam of carbon A got mixed up with the dam of carbon B, irin dafkuf. And what do I do about the zrikos? You know, carbon A was 4 zrikos. Carbon B is 1 zriko. What do you do? You only do 1, that's baltigra. You do 4, that's baltosif. No, any way you turn it, you're stuck. There's a problem. You know what the Gemara says? Whoa, sheva tasa. It's better to do 1 and violate baltigra, but sheva tasa, than that baltosif, bekum vesei. That's not esid ochalos esei. That means you're in a situation where there's a downside to any response. And you know what? You have to know how to navigate. So, given that Messias, what is best? But at the end of the day, there's an element of chet even with the better option. Shevat hasadiv. That's better, but there is an avera b'shevat hasadiv. That's a fascinating model. And sometimes, that's the construct. Sometimes, anywhere you turn. That's the sugim chatei b'shush. You know what? Can I violate an issed rabbanan to save a person from violating an issed araisa? This guy goes in and takes dough and he plasters it in the oven and walks. That's a time bomb, no? It's Shabbos. It's only a matter of minutes until it bakes, krimas panim, and that guy's going to be chayiv, karas yilachatas, no? He's mechayiv. I can save the day. And I'll hit the circuit breaker, no? Oven will go off. It won't bake. At the time of the Gemara, I'll just chisel the dough off of the side of the wall of the oven. No, but that's an issed rabbanan, rediyah sabas. So that's like a fascinating sugya. When is it worth it for me to violate an issed rabbanan to save him from violating an issed daraisa, sheish poskila? What's the calculus? That's not an issed ochalos esei. You know what that means? That's an aver lishma. An aver lishma. Maybe, you know what? Enochinami. It's an issed. But maybe b'chi ha'gavna, that's appropriate. That's the lesser of. That's very different than the world of esed ochalosas. I'll tell you a couple of differences now. One is, does it require ritzui? Does it require kapara? Does it require any element of tshuva? Esed ochalosas does not require tshuva, no? A kohen goes ahead and wears his big day kuna. You tell me, Rambam Raivet, Esed Ochalosa. No one says a kohen has to do tshuva for wearing big day kuna, even if it's an Esed Ochalosa essay. But what about a chatei b'shul she'yizkeh chavercha? Maybe yes. Maybe. What about the tainis chalom, where a person needs kapara, needs ritzu, he has to fast another day. Even though what you did under the circumstances is appropriate, but it's undeniable that That was an element of Avera, an Avera Lishma, but an element of Avera. So maybe one element is Ritzui, Kapara Tshuva. You know what another nafkamina might be? This will be very, very important for you. One must nafkimel. You know what another nafkamina be? Gadol Avera Lishma. 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 Maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush, but you have to think about it. Now, in the world of Esei Dochalosa, is it so obvious that Lishma is absolutely critical? Is it absolutely critical? Otherwise, you would say, that's not true. That's not true. Or, as we possibly suggested earlier, maybe that depends on a Huchrun Dechuya, Kavana Sagavra. But when you're talking about real Dechias Yisurim, Gadol Avera Lishma, that's what the Rambam writes in Parakha Vav Daled Hilchos Sanhedrin. You need Lishma. You need Lishma. The Kavana Sagavra is very, very important. If you're dealing with straight Dechia, straight Dechia. So in such a case, maybe one could argue, and Esedah Chalos say, and in a chinami, all of a sudden, Daf Gimel, Daf Lametes, we're going to confront the sheet of Avashah. Yibum requires Lishma. Yibum requires, what does that tell you about the relationship between Yibum and Eshasa? And the Ramban? That's a din d'oraisa. That's a din d'oraisa. That's not just a chumra d'rabbana of Abba Shaul that, you know what, do it for the right reasons. That really is a din d'oraisa. And the Ramban writes a stunning chiddush that Abba Shaul would disagree with the Mishnah in the very beginning of Bal Yeminta, that B'Shaul gave mezit onus baratzam, regardless of your mindset. Abba Shaul would hold that's not true. Wow. Yibum requires Lishma. This is critical. Which forms of Dechias Yisurim require Lishma? Which indeed do not require that element of Lishma. Wow. So that's a fascinating issue. That Maisa Shahaya that the Gemara describes, B'Mishachar Neve, does that work with a classic Hesedah Valos essay? In which case, there's no element of Ritzik Kapara necessary, and Lishma is not necessarily, or do we assume that, no, that was already Naveir Lishma, where it's worth it because a Mitzvah Rabbah, Mitzvah Derabbah, but nonetheless, that's a pretty significant issue. And how you understand that case is going to depend on that broader issue about whether a mitzvah derabim can be doche, that which is diyochid. If it's working with the classic dini dechia, you have an example, Tosus, that a mitzvah derabim of simcha can be doche, a mitzvah diyochid of avelus. And that is an expression of the machlokes, Tosus and the Rambam, whether simcha was manazeh, is the dindarais or dindarabana. I wouldn't say that this is muchach, but I would say that, you know what, that could be a logical next step. The Rambam shita that simcha is not limited to aliyah l'regel. Simcha is not limited to besar kodshim. Simcha bezmanazeh is the dindaraisa. Not surprising that it's kemat mefurish in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, and explicit in Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav of Hilchos Chanukah, what I mentioned on Monday, that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Realize, the Rambam assumes simcha does not require aliyah l'regel. Simcha does not require achilas kodshim. It doesn't require b'sar ha-karbanos. Simcha means b'fnei Hashem, b'samach b'fnei Hashem elokecha. Why would one argue that there's no mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And the Rambam is clear, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rambam mentioned on Monday couches that v'lo yemei simcha yeseir. You know what? There's a balance. It's Yom Adin. And you have to balance a mitzvah d'oraisa of simchas yantiv with the fact that Sifrei Chaim Meisim Psuchim Mefanach. You have to navigate. You have to balance. But there's simcha. I will tell you very much, L'shitasi, the Rambam, that simcha is not limited to Aliyah L'Regel and Besara Karbanos. If you all like the sheet of the Balei HaTosos, that simcha bizman hazeh is achilas kodshim. Bizman hazeh, it's only a din d'rabanan. Because simcha midarai says Aliyah L'Regel, Beis HaMikdash, that's not true when it comes to Rosh Yom Kippur. So I would say a natural not muchach, but a natural expansion could be that maybe there is no mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Or maybe one could argue there is, but it's not going to be the same halacha as Simchas Yantiv. Simchas Yantiv requires Avil Regel, Beis Hamikdash, Besar Karbanos. One is going to have to argue that, you know what, the Torah has a new model of Simcha d'oraisa without, as expressed on. But according to the Rambam, I'll tell you, ooh, seamless, seamless. That indeed that's considered to be possible. And this we'll have to elaborate, that this is, you know, an exquisite challenge of Rosh Yom Kippur. The Simcha Bedin, the Rachamim Bedin, that you can experience the Simcha being Bifnei Hashem, and recognizing the enormous responsibility of the Kedushas Hayom, that it's a time of tshuva, a time of kapara, a time of ritzui. But according to the Rambam, that doesn't undermine at all the fact that indeed there is a mitzvah of simcha. So part two we'll have to discuss. Now that element of the balance of the Yimei Hadin, the Yimei HaRachamim, that applies when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and throughout, to understand again that how it is holistically that that's an expression of our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I'll tell you, starting point new is today's sugya. What really is the definition of simcha midaraisa when it comes to Yantiv? With the fascinating machlokes, with nafkaminas of avelus and simcha, very relevant to the sugyas that we're going to be having. Are there any possibilities of Isuri, the Rabbanim being doche, dinim, didim daraisa? And how do these dine dechia work? Sometimes you have a classic essay to chalos essay, and sometimes you have what Tosus' model of, you know what, not an essay to chalos essay, but sometimes a person can be confronted with options, and obviously a person has to seize the best option, Ervin Davkuf, Sheva Tas Adiv, but nonetheless an element of Avera could still exist, and therefore Lishma, and therefore elements of Ritsui, unlike classic cases of Esed Ochalos Esed. Okay, so Bezros Hashem, we'll be able to elaborate on, before Yom Kippur at least, now, on the delicate, exquisite balance, and we'll see the different forms of Dechiyah Bezros Hashem as we do Yivam Lestavkim.